the Ozarks, back on the farm.
Come on in and set a spell, neighbors. Here's that lovable First Lady of the Ozarks, May Kennedy McCord. Good morning, May.
Good morning, Jim. How are you? Like the cold, all right, Jim? You look fine, Jim. And good morning, friends. How do you like the big blizzard that hit us? You know, it just has to come. It wouldn't be winter without it. And it reminds us that Christmas will soon be here. The great day of hope to a bewildered world. Now, I want to say this in the beginning before I forget it. It's on my heart. There are a lot of things you will, be doing Christmas, but don't forget Viola Doty Wooten, the dear little woman who lies in her bed with muscular dystrophy that you all made so happy last year with Christmas cards and letters. You just made her Christmas, and it was such a thrill for her. She got so many cards, and several bought her little booklet of poems that she has, and they're truly lovely poems and written with fine craftsmanship. She has quite a few left, and I think she sells them for 50 cents, seems to me it is. And it makes her happy for you to buy them and for you to read them. Twilight Memories is the name of the little brochure. But do send Viola a card. Now, I know it's hard to remember names and addresses. She is Viola Wooten, W-O-O-T-E-N, in 1898, if you can remember the year, 1898, North Franklin, Springfield. But you know, if you can't remember that, last year so many just sent to Viola Wooten, mostly, nearly, so many of them did, her name, or they just put her name Viola. There were so many letters came Viola in care of May McCord, KWTO. They were put in my box, and she got each one of them as fast as they came. I got them to her. That's a good way to do it. And care of May McCord, and you don't have to put my name, May Kennedy McCord. I like it, but so many have such a terrible time with my name. They call me McKinney and everything. My name's too much to handle. You can just put it May McCord, or you can just put it May. But just put Viola if you want to, care of May McCord, KWTO, Springfield. Viola often sends me a little poem she's written, and she often calls me in the middle of the night when she doesn't sleep, and I reach out and get my phone with just a little reach of my hand, and here we go, chatting away in the night. She wrote such a sweet little Christmas poem last week, and always her poems have the touch of pathos about the dear husband she lost, which was the most tragic thing that could ever happen to this little woman. You remember I told you he died in the Veterans Hospital in Wadsworth, Kansas, of cancer of the throat, which came up out of a clear sky quickly. His love and care had come to her so happily in middle life, and they were really just so fond of each other and just bride and groom when he died something over 2 years ago. And here's her little poem, Christmas Bells. The Christmas bells are ringing, echoing across the snow, telling me of our Savior's birth and another whom I loved so. A star glows from my window as it did in days of yore, but a spray of cypress twines with the holly round the door. Soon two silver stars will blend with the blue above the earth in the glory of his presence and the rapture of rebirth. Don't forget Viola. Well, the world still goes on, in spite of all our dire predictions and our fears and our fumblings, doesn't it? Dr. Reepman, Mrs. Reepman, we were just all talking about it downstairs, and the scientists and so on. Goodness knows nobody, is worse scared than I am, because I read so much war news, cold war news. But I'm awfully glad it isn't hot war news. And yet I read little dottings here and there of marvelous wisdom. Like these I read last night. True gold fears no fire. And this one, faith moves mountains. And this one, don't be afraid of clouds. Sometimes a very small cloud may hide both sun and the moon. And here's another, kindness is greater than law. And so I am encouraged and often enthralled by the wisdom in a dozen words. Then some scientist comes along, talks about the population explosion or something like that, and he says that in the year 2000, America will have 1 billion people, and where will they even stand or lie down to sleep? And so on and on. I wonder why I'm worrying about the year 2000. I have to worry about something. Several years ago, I remember, I wrote a little jingle. Here it is. I said, as fast as we get straightened out and cease to rant and pull our hair and get all seated in the boat, some scientist comes up for air. Well, now I'll change the mood and tell you, I want to tell you that I had the grandest birthday ever. Aside from gifts from my children and grandchildren, the cards and letters and presents that I received, my sweet neighbor, Mrs. Wilkerson, she sneaked over so I wouldn't see it when I got up and put the prettiest great, or so I would see it when I got up, and put the prettiest great big angel food cake I ever laid my eyes on my table. What a cake. Snowy and gleaming and frosty. Well, it bugged my eyes out. I never did have a big cake given to me like that. It's a great thing to have a lovely neighbor. You know, I said last Saturday I want to thank each of you who sent me a card. Such beautiful cards I never saw, and with the sweetest sentiments, and little notes of love and friendship enclosed. The cards have come by every mail since December the 1st, my birthday. You know, people are all alike. We can't remember the exact day, but we can remember all around it. So what's the difference? The late cards were as beautiful and as welcome to me as the early ones. Now, I hope I get through to these folks. I want to send my love and gratitude. You know, this is a quick way to thank you. Keeps me from having to write all. And then I want you to know that I got them and that I love you. And I'll hurry through and see if I can finish. If I don't finish, I'll give the rest of them next Saturday. To my old schoolmate, Iva Keena Miller at Cape Fear, Missouri. Bless your heart. The last real schoolmate I have left. Ellen B. Lyon, Bentonville, Missouri. Hazel Lemley, Dunnigan, Missouri. Miss Sadie Brown, Wentworth, Missouri. Mr. and Miss Ray Parsons, Willow Springs. Miss May Orahood, Aurora. Miss Ruby Bushhausen, Mansfield. Miss Minnie B. Boring, Springfield. Etta May Wood, Springfield. Miss Pearl Lee, Joplin. Mabel Hicklin, Urbana. My dear friend Lucy F. Davis, who is shut in and blind at Eureka Springs. A wonderful woman. And next Saturday I'm going to read to you the cute little verse she made for me. Mrs. Lee H. Blake, Kansas City. Lena Sargent, Springfield. Oh, I wish you knew Lena. God bless her. She's 96. She goes everywhere and has the time of her life. And is so useful in church and clubs and every place. Teaches a Sunday school class that she's taught for nearly 50 years. She's 96. Firm and fine and a good speaker. My love to the Lindstedts, Al and Lola at Eureka Springs, Arkansas, who never forget me. They better not either. Now, you better not. Ms. Alice Freeman, Springfield, my devoted friend of years. Mrs. Harold Collins, El Dorado Springs, Missouri. Fred and Ruth Smith, Bentonville, Arkansas. Fred sang and played the guitar at the festival. Norman Smith at Mercy Hospital here in the city, whom I've known for 40 years or more. Mrs. Sam Rosenbaum, Stockton, Missouri. Elsa Snape, I believe it is, Fordland. And I send my love to her mother, Ms. Lillian Harris. Fanny Lee Williams, president of the Springfield Chautauqua Grandmothers Club. Jane Michael, Exeter, Missouri, and Mrs. Josephine Pearson of Exeter, Missouri, whose sweet teenage daughter lives with me and goes to business college. Ah, she's a wonderful girl. My good friend, Ms. Verta King of Springfield. Alice Boone, my friend and neighbor, Springfield. Ms. Cara M. Acker-Mabry, Wablo, Missouri. Mrs. Emma Cheek Elkland, and something good came along with it. Mrs. Katie Smith at Excelsior Springs, Missouri. Roberta Leland Lawrence from Hilda, Missouri. You know where Hilda is, she told me. Miss Katie Holcomb, Marshfield. The Faith Bible Academy, Camdenton. Grace Methodist Church, Springfield. Miss Harry, it's Cowperthwaite, Dove, Missouri. Miss Harrison Holman, Lebanon, Missouri. Edith Craig Baker, my sweet Edith at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Miss W.H. Weir, Greenfield, Missouri. My fine old friend Jim Irwin at Dadeville. Neva Barner, Hammond, Missouri. Mr. and Miss Charles Clifford at Vista. Clara Hall, Lewisburg. Miss Julia Ramsey, Springfield. H.C. Wright and family and their twin young boys, Carl and Brad at Eldon. God bless them, they never forget me. Miss May Snyder at Stratford, Virginia Fehrenberg at Anderson, my Virginia, you know, who is almost one of our family. Carl B. Icke, first poet laureate of the Ozarks, now lives at Deepwater. I wish she'd come back to Springfield. Miss Margaret Lang, 87, who wrote me in her own hand, she cannot sit up or turn over, she's completely bedfast, and wrote me a nice letter. Miss Nancy Ragland, Phillipsburg, Missouri, and my friend of many years, Dooney McBride at Licking, Missouri. She has my same birthday. Mr. and Ms. Miles Joyce and Mary Anderson, Bakersfield. Miss Grace K. Spencer at Stratford, and her aunts, Lura Lunnan and Victoria Ragsdale. Mattie Fox, Arcola, Missouri. The Crusaders at St. Luke's Methodist Church, Springfield. Mrs. Ralph Wells, Sheldon, Missouri. Miss Adelaide Thomas, Lockwood, and she made me the cutest split bonnet you ever saw. Florence Legan, Chautauqua Grandmother's Club. Hazel Windle, Springfield, another friend of many years. Miss T.B. Robertson, Mountain Home, Arkansas. Ruth Tyler, noted writer and columnist and my real friend at Neosho, and her hubby Ray. Glenna King, Ozark poet at El Dorado Springs. She and I have the same birthday also. Miss Ada Stewart, El Dorado Springs. Lola Perdue, Red Top, daughter of our Uncle Billy Hayden, who's now 99. Had a card from the parents of Dewey Paul Applegate at Keltner, Missouri. Dewey has also my birthday, and he's written me since he was a child. But on November the 12th, he left for the Lackland Air Base, San Antonio. Just makes me sick. He's about 18 now. Myra Lockwood Brown, writer for Saturday Evening Post at El Dorado, Kansas. And she always listens in. What a lovely woman she is. And Mrs. Litha Laxon at Sir Coxie. I don't believe I'm going to have time to finish. I have a few more. I'll give them to you next Saturday. My time's about up, isn't it, Jim? Well, now, the rest of you, hope you'll be listening because I want to thank you. And I'll see you next Saturday, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.